Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
At River Island's guest line, it's our friend Ryan Hollins, longtime NBA analyst, and now covering the Rockets and part of their broadcast team. And it's been a minute since we've gotten to catch up. Hey, my friend, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Not too much. Just getting ready for a little playoff series, you know? What do you think about this one?
It's exciting. It's a true rivalry. I can't believe we're getting it in the first round. And, you know, you see the TV coverage. It's an ABC game coming up. I think game 3, ABC went and took it. So, you know, you kind of see everything at stake, man. But I just don't think it gets any better. And we're going to have some, you know, some fun games here and, you know, just rekindle everything.
A little bit weird when the 2 seed is the underdog and they are the unexpected team, perhaps, to be in this spot. What's the Houston perspective about the relative chip on the shoulder for this young Rockets team?
You got to understand, you know, we have a team full of guys with chips on their shoulders. You know, everybody on the roster, including the coach, has something to prove and has that mentality. And that's why Houston's had the success that they've had. So I think you take that, our guys are taking that as fuel right now. And at the end of the day, there's a high level of respect for Golden State, but you do see a bit of a change in the guard this season. You know, Oklahoma City's the best team in the West, you know, Rockets are number 2. So some of these young stars are emerging. Now at the end of the day, Mark knows this better than anybody does, that you got to go and make good on it. So the challenge for Houston is to show, hey, man, we belong on this stage. And if you've seen what the Rockets have done this season, they have gone out and gotten wins against the best teams in the NBA. Okay, Boston at Boston, Golden State at Golden State, swept Cleveland for the year. You know, you can go down the line, you know, beat Dallas with Luka. Like, you can go on down the line and see these wins. Oklahoma City at home. Like, there's everybody Houston has knocked off and, you know, played good basketball with.
Ryan Hollins joining us, part of the Rockets broadcast team. Hey, man, the first answer you gave said it was a true rivalry, and I get what you mean by the history of the two organizations, but to the current Rockets players looking at it that way, like they've got not only no history against the Warriors, let's be real, Ryan, they got no history against anyone in the playoffs.
They haven't won.
They haven't played.
They got the monkey off their back. Yeah,
they haven't even played playoff games.
Well, whether it was in the playoffs or not, that was the one team. Here's the thing. The Warriors have always, since then, played their best. They've had a bit of an edge every time they see Houston. I'm telling you, man, for the last couple of years, Golden State will be trashed. They're up and down. They can't make free throws. They can't do all this and all that. And they play the Rockets, and all of a sudden, everybody's firing on all cylinders, you know, and it's been somewhat mental before then. So, again, I that's the point where I say it's a rivalry, because they have a little extra looking to stick it to Houston. And because of that alone, you can say, okay, there's a little more gas. And you saw the cell. It was the only win where I see all our guys get on the floor and celebrate. So I do think there's a rivalry, whether it was playoffs or not, both sides there. In the first time, this is the only team that Houston had not beat was Golden State. Literally.
And they went out and they got the win, and the Warriors beat them 3 out of 5. Kind of a weird way to look at it, though, because the Warriors didn't have Jimmy Butler for 3 of those, and a couple of those Steph Curry didn't play. When you think about the series, Ryan, is this one where Houston's going to have to try to slow it down and grind the Warriors out defensively in order to try to win these games?
Somewhat. I think you lean on your calling cards. I think Houston has to win the physicality game. At the end of the day, you don't want to come out and try to outshoot Steph Curry. You don't want to trade baskets. This is not a team that trades baskets well at the end of the day. And I think that the defense, the offensive rebound, the tough plays, if Golden State can take those away, they've got a great shot to be successful. If not, it's going to be a really long series for the Warriors.
Ryan, will you update me so that I don't have to search here on the internet in the middle of our conversation? How many times were you on a team that went to the playoffs?
Probably half my career.
Okay.
I mean, Boston, Dallas, Clippers, so you're probably around half.
Okay, so do you remember your very first playoff series?
Dallas, I do.
Okay, so what did that feel like? Because I really want to access how much of a factor that is in this series, the Warriors and all of their playoff resume versus the key players of the Rockets who have never done this before.
The first time I was, you know, happy to be out there, but I was ecstatic because it was the truest form of basketball. And from a competitive standpoint, I'm the type of guy that would rise to those occasions. You know, so the juices and the energy really got me going. And for me, it was a good deal. And that could work for Houston also. Jalen Green is a guy who shows up in big moments. So seeing that that's his mindset and seeing that he, you know, just really digs in when those moments are there, I think it's going to bode well for our young guys. And the one thing is, you know, the intensity goes up. The speed of the game goes up. The physicality goes up. Houston's been incredibly physical and played hard all season long. So at the end of the day, that's something that really bodes in Houston's favor.
Is this something where, as a player who's never been in the playoffs before, can the veterans help you and prep you for what is going to come? Or is it something that you have to just get in there and go through?
No, the veterans can prep you. I remember Eric Dampier. You know, I had to go out and guard Tim Duncan. And he knew if he had foul trouble, I was next up, and I ended up being next up. So, you know, I remember Dan Pierre telling me, hey, keep him off the box. You know, if he gets on the box, the bank shot's coming. You kind of open his game up. Hey, when he faces up this way, when he faces up, he likes to drive right. This way, he likes to turn fadeaway. So, you know, you get those nuances, and sometimes there are things that a veteran can give you that's not on the scout report. Fred VanVleet, he doesn't have the fear of the Warriors. He beat them. He won a world championship against them, you know, on the biggest stage. So there's a lot that you can glean from him. Jeff Green won a championship with the Nuggets. So, you know, he's had wisdom all season long. But, again, when you're on those teams, you've had success. You've seen what it felt like. Dylan Brooks knocked out the Warriors, in the play-in game, you know. So, there are guys who can bring nuances to the table. And again, Houston has a group of defenders, not that you can ever shut out a guy like Steph Curry, but the communication was really good in the last matchup. So hopefully those are pieces that they're defensively, they can come in with confidence with.
Ryan Hollins, Rockets analyst, part of their broadcast team with us here on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game. All right, you said his name. Let's do it. Dylan Brooks or Draymond Green, who's more inappropriate?
Man, this season it's been Draymond by a mile. Dylan's gotten some texts. He's gotten a lot of reputation technicals, but he really hasn't had to get into it with anybody this year as much as you've probably seen, you know, in years past. He's done the chippy things, the bumping shoulders and all that, but all the scuffles and stuff, you haven't needed it. And Dylan, you think he's just this wild card, and so with Draymond. Draymond's not just getting into it with anybody for no reason. He knows that if he can take a player out or get him psychologically out of it, that it could really affect the game, and he's willing to make those plays so Steph Curry can play the best that he can play, be the best version of himself, you know, at the end of the day. So those two extremely cerebral, but if it gets down to it, man, they're going to toe that line, brother, and we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, Brooks out-teched Draymond this year, 16-13, each with just one ejection. So safe to say they both were on their best behavior, Ryan?
Well, they know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. And, you know, Dylan's not going to be the target of Draymond. Draymond, I'm going to tell you right now, Draymond's going after Şengün because he knows how important he is to Houston. He's going to try to play those mind games with him. And Draymond might be saying, hey, if you get kicked, I get kicked. That's a win for Golden State. So he is going to look to toe that line with Alfie. He is going to try to get under his skin. And, you know, to me, it's the biggest sign of respect. If he don't respect you, he's going to let you do what you want to do on the floor. But if he has respect for you, he's coming after you, man. And that's just what Draymond has done and why he is a world champ.
Ryan, even if I took kind of the matchup out of this and just asked you about the Rockets, nice year, 52 wins. They're clearly kind of ahead of schedule, but it also feels to me like when you look at the framework of the West, that's a team that's still a year away from really making noise, don't you think?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
You know what? Things are so wide open that Mark, normally we can gauge and say this is supposed to be this. But Mark, if I told you to bet your last $1,000 that the Houston Rockets were going to be second in the West, you'd look at me like I was crazy. You would.
Yep.
And as deep as the West, a lot of the stars that we're used to seeing, the Currys, the LeBrons, okay, those guys are getting older now. They're getting older. There's a changing of the guard happening. And now, not to say LeBron doesn't have a chance, but we've seen the most parity that you can see in the NBA. And heck, a lot of people are pointing towards the Lakers. And I think you have to see how that plays out when they're in a situation where, you know, they got to guard five good players on the floor. When they got to run around the perimeter, they got to work, or they got to box out, rebound, then run in transition. You know, when teams are making them defensively have to bring the effort, you know, how good are they going to be? So I just think there's something so wide open as an analyst, Mark, you know, it makes it incredibly hard for you to project what you think is going to happen.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see what types of games they are. I do think a lower scoring game favors the Rockets, but Ryan, I'm wondering about the idea of having been there in order to advance and actually win the championship. And I know you weren't a part of the Dallas team that won the title in 2011, but you were in 2009, and it felt like Dallas had to go through some things before they could get over the hump. Do you find the same thing maybe in store for Houston, where they have to go through the playoffs once or twice before they can get over the hump?
Yeah, I'm not going to say, you know, we projected this team to be world champions. You know, that would be a lie. But I think things are wide open. I think they're absolutely wide open. And it rests on two young players' shoulders, you know, who've been up and down but significantly improved. Alperen Şengün and Jalen Green. And the quicker that they can make that jump, or the more they can be consistent, Houston's going to roll. And that's the challenge, or that's the best thing about the Houston Rockets right now, is that they can play both hands. They can say, hey, if Jalen Green or LP turns into a guy, we're good now. We don't need to do anything. If we don't think, or we have to project, and we think they're just going to be good but not maybe great players, go make a move for somebody. You know, so I think they've got wiggle room to kind of bet both ways. So there's a lot that you're going to be able to glean from this contest. But ultimately, yes, if we're talking world championship, those guys are going to have to be two, you know, 1A and 1B. They're going to have to show us something that we hadn't seen before. We've seen glimpses, but we're going to have to see it at the next level.
Who do you think's winning the series, Ryan?
Like Houston. I think they've shown a lot. I think when I'm looking at Golden State, it's not the same Warriors that we know from the past, Mark. It's not. They're really good, but I don't think great. I think they're too Curry dominant, where Steph Curry, the problem is when he has to do too much. And I'm looking at this team, even with the excellence of Jimmy Butler, he still has to do too much. That's not a good mix. Now, obviously, there's the veteran presence there, and, you know, you can see, hey, what are those guys going to look like? But I like Houston because they can win without their offense. And, again, that's going to be a challenge.
Fun to hear your voice, my man. Thank you so much for doing it.
Oh, man, anytime, brother. You know it.
All right.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.